Today is day 15 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Each year, we set aside this time leading up to Easter to focus more intentionally on connecting to God and slowing our pace to listen to what He wants to speak to us. Fasting helps us experience the abundant life and freedom that Jesus came to give us. To learn more about the purpose of fasting and the different types, visit calvaryftl.org/21days. This week, which is the final week of our 3-week fast, we're asking God to help us bring the hope of Jesus to everyone around us as we experience the fullness of His love and goodness in our lives. Together, we'll read scripture, reflect on what God is showing us, and pray. Today, we'll be looking at what a full life in Christ truly means. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus tells us, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Have you ever noticed that in the Gospels, Jesus calls himself many things, like the Son of Man, the Bread of Life, and the Vine, just to name a few? Here in John 10, he gives us two more titles for himself, the Good Shepherd, and the gate by which his sheep are saved and enter green pastures. And if he's the shepherd, that makes us his sheep. As his sheep, it says that he came to give us a full and abundant life. And one of the most significant ways he accomplishes this is by allowing us to experience community with others in the family of God. Today, we encourage you to take some time to reflect on how God has brought fullness to your life. Write down some of those things or people that make your life full and praise God for them. Father, thank you for coming to give us a full life. That doesn't mean a life without pain or hardship, but it does mean a worthwhile, deeply fulfilling, hopeful, and eternally secure life. I praise you that part of this fullness involves living in a community with other Christians. I lift all of your other followers, my brothers and sisters in Christ, who each have different circumstances to navigate. I pray you strengthen them, comfort them, and equip them to keep serving and loving you, myself included. In Jesus' name, Amen.